Let's hear about your 72-year-old patient.
This case is a 72-year-old patient with previously treated CLL who was needing a salvage therapy. They had a white count of 30,000, and they had a largest lymph node size prior to treatment of 3 centimeters. This patient needed a salvage therapy, and the intent was to go on to venetoclax. The important issue for this case was to illustrate the need to evaluate the creatinine clearance, and to adjust management based on the creatinine clearance, particularly if it's less than 80 mils per minute. So this patient had a creatinine clearance of 50, and while they were technically a medium-risk case, they were managed as a high-risk for TLS case in the initiation and escalation of the venetoclax. That was the important point for this case.
And I'm curious, with these two patients that we've just talked about, how did they do?
Excellent. We've seen excellent responses. The overall response rate with venetoclax monotherapy is about 80%. We see significant number of complete remissions, and as I mentioned before, we're seeing minimal residual disease-free bone marrows in responding patients with venetoclax monotherapy, and the rate is even higher when you add a CD20 antibody. And we're seeing activity in patients who are developing resistance to ibrutinib. So I think this is a very effective alternative therapy to ibrutinib in patients who are developing ibrutinib resistance.